I'm joined by Martin Chuloff, who is outside Bani Walid, southeast of Tripoli. It was one of the places where Gaddafi was thought to be hiding, or at least a route out that he took. Martin, what's the scene there?
We're about 30 kilometres north. We can't go much further. We've passed through a town called Tahrouni, and the rebels are camped up at this point, looking to advance on the town. They cannot do so unless they win some sort of tribal support. The whole town of Bani Walid is the Wafela tribe. They have been talking to them for several days about moving on in and seeing who they may be hosting. So far, no joy there, but there certainly is a lot of interest amongst the rebels in getting to Bani Walid as soon as possible. The road to Sur has been closed. The road to the south has been closed. But it is an expansive desert network of tracks that anyone in town may have used to escape to the south. So the rebels are looking to cut off all supply lines and all roads out as soon as they possibly can.
And they've been given the same kind of ultimatum to surrender by the end of Eid, is that right?
Pretty much. It's the same sort of ultimatum that the city of Sirte's been given, that, you know, you've got a couple of days to talk. We want to talk, we don't want to fight. But you've got, you know, two or three more days maximum before we're going to go in and go looking for who we're looking for, and that is prominent members of the Gaddafi clan who are believed to be holed up in Bani Walid.
Held up still, or just using it as a route to get out?
It does appear that Mutasim, the sadistic son, is there, or was there in recent days. We have had it confirmed to one of the other sons, sorry, the bodyguard for one of the other sons, I should say, that son being Hamist, that they were en route to meet with Mutasim last Friday when they were ambushed by rebels just outside the town of Tahrouni. Now, in that ambush, the bodyguard for Hamist Gaddafi says Hamist was killed. Rebels have taken his body, they've taken his DNA, they've sent that to Tripoli, and they've sent that on to Europe, and they're looking to get some results back in a few days, which they believe will confirm that it was one of Gaddafi's sons, Hamist Gaddafi, who ran a military base of his own in Salah ad-Din, who was killed en route to meet his brother Mutasim. Now, importantly, the same guard, a 17-year-old boy from Sabah in the deep south, says that just before they set off at 4:30 p.m. last Friday from the Salah ad-Din base on the south of Tripoli, none other than Muammar Gaddafi turned up with his wife Safia and with his daughter Aisha. He was looking a little concerned. He was dressed in civilian clothes, a green shirt. He had a headscarf on, but his face was clearly visible. There were 25 cars. They spent 15 minutes talking inside of this base. Muammar, his other son Sadi, Hamis, and the wife and the daughter, Muammar Gaddafi, left at around 4:10 p.m. heading south in a 25-car convoy. Hamas and his guards headed to the southeast towards Bani Walid. That was the only confirmed sighting. The uprising began in Tripoli 10 days ago.
You're beginning to break up a bit. Any other kind of verification at all of that claim?
There were four guards inside of this camp that were captured during that ambush, which took place at around 6 p.m. last Friday, about 2 kilometres outside Tahrouni. All four are being kept in isolation. I was able to speak to all four of them today, and all four of them said the same thing. They haven't had much of an opportunity to collaborate on their stories, so, you know, if you're inclined to take them on face value, then the evidence is reasonably compelling, and that being that Gaddafi showed up at the Salah ad-Din base for a short meeting with his sons last Friday before they went in different directions. Now, it's going to be hard to corroborate that any further, but these prisoners, in particular the 17-year-old boy from Sabah, is widely believed by his captors. They are treating him well. Today's the first day of Eid al-Fitr. They are feeding him all sorts of sweets and cakes, and they do think that he's telling them the truth.
We know that Gaddafi's wife, his daughter, and two of his sons went to Algeria. Where did the rest go?
Well, it's a good question, and how did they get to Algeria? We hear from the National Transitional Council that his other two sons, Mohammed, Hannibal, the daughter and the wife, did indeed go from Bani Walid, so that would suggest that Evaisha and Safiya, that is the daughter and the wife, were indeed in Saladin. They did somehow make their way to Beni Walid and then make their way south. If they were able to do that, they may well have a route that the rest could use as well. The alternative is they could be digging in Beni Walid, either hopeful that the tribe that's protecting them doesn't give them up, or that they can make a run for it even when they have to.
Is the town surrounded?
It is, effectively. The road to Sirt is closed. The road to Tahuni is closed. And the road, which effectively goes southwest, I think it is, to Masda, appears to be closed as well. However, there are vast tracts of desert that are pretty hard to control. And if anyone knows the landscape there, it shouldn't be all that difficult to get around, I wouldn't have thought. But certainly the main routes appear to be closed off at this point.
Do you think this deadline is going to be honoured? Are sort of rebel fighters itching to kind of get in?
They certainly appear to be around Sirt. Certainly those approaching from the east who haven't had much to do in the last couple of weeks, as the rest of the country has been in utter revolution. Those rebels that I'm with that are closing in on Beni Walid don't appear as eager to go in, but you know, at the end of the day, if they do get a strong sense that any of the Gaddafis are still there, I think that will give them extra impetus.
How do you see it playing out?
It's tough to know. I mean, the next couple of days, I think it's difficult for any sort of an assault to be launched. Culturally, it's not acceptable to do that. It's a very important Islamic holiday. It's a time for families, a time for reflection, a time for getting together. It's not a time to be attacking. But there is work to do. I mean, the rebels do believe that they're closing in on their main quarry. And I think that after this festival is over, we could see a sudden and dramatic turn of events in either Sirt or Beni Walid or both being assaulted.
Okay, Martin, thanks very much.
Thanks, Matthew.